Hello and welcome to the first annual Snubbies on the Samuel Emmanuel Movie Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts for tonight's festivities, Sam yes. Reimer.
And I'm Manny Emmanuel. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show indeed. The red carpet was great. Had lots of celebrities here tonight. It was an absolute blast. We thought it would be fun to introduce another show to our slate of already so many different annual events that we do.
Yeah.
This one's been a fun one. We had a lot of participation from the PFGs. I guess the idea being that the Academy doesn't always award the right people, and sometimes the people who weren't right at the tippy top of the Academy's list deserved some recognition as well, I suppose.
Exactly. So every year the PFGs all get together and kind of bitch and moan about the people that were left off of the nomination list. So we thought it would be a good idea. Let's reward those that were left out of the Academy Awards.
Yeah, and I just want to say, of course, this was Manny's idea, given that he has no problem creating all that much more work for himself, which is ironic because my generation is often called the participation trophy generation. and that's kind of in a way what this is, but I try not to think about it like that. It's more like the Oscars don't always get it right, and even if they did get it right, there's always at least a few people who are like, wow, I can't believe they couldn't find room for them
yes.
on the ballot. So we had some fun. We put out the bat signal to the PFGs to help us compile a list. So
we formed the PVCs.
The SVC, I think.
SVCs, the Snubbies Voting Council. Yeah. Comprised of Manny Emmanuel, Sam Reimer, Jordan Spires, Widow Baby Wesley Meineker, Rachel Korp, and Kyle Robertson.
Yeah, another thing we do better than the Academy, by the way, is they keep their list a secret of who's on their council.
I don't think it's secret who's in the Academy.
I think there are a number of people you can gather that are in the Academy because there are... Like, I think if you've ever been nominated for an award, you're also in the Academy, right?
Yeah, but I don't think the members of the Academy is a secret list. I think it's, you can easily...
Is there a public list for the Academy?
Pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's news to me.
Yeah.
But regardless, we can see if we can track that down. I guess if you're trying to figure that out, why don't I explain kind of the nomination process briefly? So we did it in two rounds. One was you didn't submit a list yourself, did you? Or did you?
No, I did.
You did, okay. So all six of us then submitted up to 10, between 5 and 10 nominees for each of the categories we're about to do tonight, each of the 8 categories that we're about to do tonight. So we were all putting forth nominations, and then Manny would compile those nominations and condense them into 5 nominees on whom we would all vote. And Manny would compile the votes from that second round of voting using his top secret scoring system, which even I don't know about. Worth noting, I also don't even know the winners for tonight, so it'll be a surprise to me. We'd also like to thank 2M Bookkeeping for tabulating the results, as Manny gives a little chuckle. Do you want to mention why that's funny, or is that just for us?
Well, that's just for us.
Okay, sweet. Insider. Yeah. I love a good insider. Yeah. Additionally, because Manny did not create enough work for himself, maybe you should post a picture of these to the social media or something.
Sure.
But in my hand, I'm holding some
beautiful
envelopes, which Manny has clearly put in some painstaking work into, with sealed stickers, all labeled with the category that they are for. So they have a sticker on the front sealing them. And the nominees listed on the back.
Yeah.
So I'm to understand that when I break the super top secret seal on this, there will be a card within.
Yes.
With the name of a winner.
Yes.
I am very excited.
As am I. I had a lot of fun doing this. The worst part is I came up with the idea to do this like Friday.
Yeah.
And I had my daughter all weekend, so I couldn't do it then. And I was very busy this week, so I scrambled to get it done literally minutes before we start recording.
Yeah, usually when Manny and I get together for an episode, we basically just eat dinner together and then get into the studio. Sometimes there's a little bit of work we have to do. But he told me, he's like, don't come into the studio yet. I have one more thing I have to do. And I'm so glad that I waited because he was working on these cards and I had no idea he was going to break them out. They're super cool. It was a very, very nice touch.
Of course, I set a bad precedent because now I have to do it next year too.
Yeah, exactly. You keep doing this to yourself.
I really do. But it was fun. I might source out this part of the work because I'm going to find someone with some nice penmanship.
Yeah, we need an intern.
I have somebody who I think would probably be into doing this for me and would probably make these envelopes even more fancy. My aunt is big into crafting. And
oh, yeah?
So I might be able to convince her to do something for me.
That's awesome.
But we'll see. That being said, why don't we start this first annual Snubbies show off? Our first award this year is Best Supporting Actor. I will be presenting this year's award. The award for Best Supporting Actor, the nominees are Willem Dafoe, Poor Things; Jacob Elordi, Saltburn; John Magaro, Past Lives; Charles Melton, Rene December; and Dominic Sessa for The Holdovers. Have you seen all five of these?
I have, actually, yeah. I can tell you how many of the nominated movies I'm missing tonight. I can tell you that now, or we can do it category by category, whichever you prefer.
Category by category.
Okay, in this particular category, I have everything.
I do not.
I've watched everything.
I do not. Mm-hmm. All right. The snubby goes to, let's see if I can...
Oh, that's a beautiful seal break right there.
Yeah. The snubby goes to Dominic Sessa, The Holdovers.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So this is what you're looking for there.
Okay, yeah. Manny's holding up the little winner's card on the inside. That's awesome. Should I reveal my rankings as we're going along?
I don't think you should do that.
Okay.
I think you could say that's who I wanted to win or anything like that. I think expressing your opinion on the winner is perfectly viable, but I don't believe that you should reveal your ballot.
That's totally fair. Very happy about the win for Dominic Sessa.
As am I. inside source with 2M Bookkeeping,
mm-hmm.
I think this was the biggest slam dunk winner.
Yeah, that's not a surprise to me. Honestly, I'm looking at the other ones on the list, and none of these are even close. Like when I'm looking at the different categories... this is one that I probably should have expected to be a slam dunk. So no surprise here. Dominic Sessa, didn't get a whole lot of love, from the Academy, this time around, but, we are happy to have him here in the snubbies.
Actually, no, there is one other category. This was the second biggest slam dunk. There is another one that was even bigger.
I probably know which one that is, too, which I'll
reveal when we get to it.
Yeah, I bet I know which one it is.
All right, next up.
Okay, I get to open a card now. This is awesome. I love participating. Okay, I'm going to be presenting the Best Supporting Actress category. All right, we've got the little card here that I think Manny's going to be taking a photo of me for.
Actually, I'm going to video
this. Oh, you're going to video this? Okay, yeah. Let me see if I can say this into the mic here. Okay, Best Supporting Actress. The nominees for the first annual Snubbies are Claire Foy, All of Us Strangers, Rachel McAdams, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Julianne Moore, May December. Rosamund Pike, Saltburn. And Florence Pugh, Oppenheimer. Have you seen all of these?
Yes.
Yep.
No, I have not. I have not seen Claire Foy. And I haven't seen Julianne Moore.
Oh, damn. You're missing a few. I have all of these.
Nice. Well done.
Okay. So, Snubby goes to... Oh, that's a clean rip right there. Rachel McAdams, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Hell yes.
And are we going to have some like soundboard applause?
I could definitely do some soundboard applause.
You know, just to throw some more work your way?
Sure, might as well.
Yep, awesome. That is another one that I'm very excited about. I've been singing Rachel McAdams' praises on this show for a long time for this performance, and was very, very impressed.
I'm very happy with this win. I won't lie. While I am missing two of the performances, Rachel McAdams was probably the supporting actress performance I liked the most this year.
Yeah, I think campaigning for the Snubbies is very much a thing because the buzz around this performance has been palpable.
It has been.
It's been talked about. Yeah. People have been talking.
I think the campaigning helped because she pulled it off.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
That's right.
All
right,
let's move on to our next category, which is Best Screenplay. Our nominees for Best Screenplay are For Air, Alex Convery; for all of us strangers. Ooh, this is one that I might screw up. Is it Andrew Haig?
Sure.
Okay.
H-A-I-G-H.
Haig?
That sounds right.
All
right.
So, all of us strangers, Andrew Haig and Tachi Yamada. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret, Kelly Freeman Craig, and Judy Blume. Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese and David Griffin. And Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, Phil Lord, Christopher Miller, and Dave Callahan. And the snubby goes to... It's a tie!
Oh, no way!
Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese and David Gran, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Phil Lord, Christopher Miller, and Dave Callahan. A tie!
That's controversy in the first ever Snubbies.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Honestly, both very deserving.
I agree. I've seen four of the five.
Yeah, this is another one. I'm complete. I'm complete with the entirety of my nomination. So far, so good.
I am not so far so good. I am failing. Yeah. As the man who organized it, I didn't even complete my own my own thing.
May I just say, by the way, yes. A tip of the cap to you with your surprise on the tie, reading the card that you wrote. really just top notch.
I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah, no, it's great. I believed it. I was there with the drama. I was fully invested in the drama. A tie? What? That was good.
Awesome. Okay, this is a big category, one that we kind of invented for the Snubbies.
Oh.
Now, we wanted to... this is called the Honorary Snubby. Now, we decided as a group, at first we were just going to allow everyone to give anything or anybody they want an Honorary Snubby. But then I decided, that's a lot of awards, and I'm not into participation trophies. So I forced voting. Mm-hmm. So everyone was allowed to nominate anything or anyone they wanted, and then we voted on the nominees, where only one person was allowed to win. So it could be basically any part of the art of filmmaking that you wanted to reward. Sam, who's up for an Honorary Snubby this year?
From what I'm gathering on this card here, Manny, is that we have only three nominees.
Correct.
Am I to understand that correctly? We have three nominees for the first for the inaugural Honorary Snubby. Excited that we have a little bit of variety here. So let's see. The nominees for Honorary Snubby are Best Original Score for Daniel Pemberton,
yep.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I love it.
Messi, who I believe is the dog.
Correct.
In Anatomy of a Fall.
Yep.
So nominating the performance of a dog like that. And Hailee Steinfeld as Gwen, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Now, just before you reveal the winner of the Honorary Snubby, I should have mentioned this before. Not all members of the SVC nominated an Honorary Snubby.
Okay.
So that's why there's only three.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with those who didn't participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
All right. And the Snubby goes to...
Nice.
Oh, we have another tie! We have another tie, ladies and gentlemen. Another tie. Going to Daniel Pemberton for Best Original Score for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
And Messi the Dog.
Nice.
Anatomy of a Fall. Hailee Steinfeld, eat your heart out.
Yeah. Sucks to be you. But back-to-back ties.
Yeah. I'm already here for it. And that was genuine surprise.
Yeah, that was
in my voice.
That was real. The best part is
I saw the first name on there. I saw Daniel Pemberton on there.
Big pump in the air, revealing who he was hoping to win.
Yeah.
And then he realized it's a tie.
It is a tie.
That was great. I should have recorded that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Awesome.
No, very deserving. The buzz for Messi the dog. Is that the name of the character or is that the name of the actual dog?
Pretty sure it's the name of the dog.
Yeah.
No idea.
Let's go with this is the name of the dog.
Okay. I mean, I could look it up, but I'm not gonna.
Another case of the campaigning being very important, because in recent days and weeks and months in the group chat, there has been much conversation about that dog.
Yes.
There has not been an animal more conversed about in that group chat, I don't think ever.
Ooh. That's...
I don't even know who else you would have on there.
Animal-wise?
Roger Rabbit.
Interesting.
No, and for real, one of the best animal performances ever.
Okay.
I don't know what that director did to get that performance, but very good.
Better than Babe? Pig in the City? Babe?
Babe, so I've never seen Pig in the City.
I just meant Babe. I meant to like Babe, the pig Babe.
Got it. I don't know. It's up there.
Or the other animals in that film.
Oh, yeah, because isn't there a scene with a rooster in that movie where they're all running around? Yeah. No, there's some good animal performances in that movie for sure.
All right. Right. Well, it's nice. We're spreading the wealth.
Uh-huh.
Next up for the Snubbies is Best Director. The nominees for Best Director are Wes Anderson, Asteroid City, Greta Gerwig, Barbie, Matthew Johnson, Blackberry, Alexander Payne, The Holdovers, and Celine Song, Past Lives.
This is actually the first category where I do have an omission.
I have two omissions as per usual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you have the... So you didn't see Blackberry?
No, it's only available in French.
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
And then I know the other one.
My card just fell out there. Not that it matters because I already know the winner.
Haters will say it's rigged.
It's so true. The snubby for Best Director goes to Greta Gerwig, Barbie.
Wow. Okay. I'm actually, maybe I shouldn't be surprised because again, the buzz, the recent conversation in the chat has very much been her snub. Her snub from the Oscars is arguably the reason that this show exists right now. This award show. Exists
pretty
right now.
Much. Yeah.
Greta Gerwig being snubbed was a huge, a huge reason for this being created right now.
Yep.
Greta, you couldn't get an Oscar for the second movie in a row that you made, but you got something even better.
Yeah, you got a snubby.
Yeah, that's right.
From the people that truly, truly matter.
That's right.
All right, what category is next, Sam?
All right, next up we have Best Actor.
Ooh.
Now, this is kind of a fun category this year because, again, we only have four nominees, just one shy of the five. Manny, do you the number that you gave me earlier...
We're revealing that on air?
Are we? We don't have to.
We can. I'll leave it up to you.
Suffice it to say, there were many good acting performances this year, but none of them reached the...
threshold.
The threshold, thank you, for getting onto the ballot. So we actually only have four nominees.
That's right.
Which is very interesting.
I can reveal it. Do I? Do we reveal it on air?
I don't know. It depends how secret you want the secret sauce to be.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. 22.
So 22 names were put out there, and only four of them got across the line.
Only four of them met the threshold to make it to the finals. Yeah,
but there will be only one winner. Maybe unless there's another tie.
That's so true.
Okay, the nominees for Best Actor are Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon, Michael Fassbender, The Killer, Barry Keoghan, Saltburn, and Teo Yu, Past Lives. This is another category where I am missing one.
I've got all four.
Yeah, I'm missing Michael Fassbender from Killer.
That destroys me.
Yeah. And the snubby goes to... Leonardo DiCaprio.
There we go.
For Killers of the Flower Moon. You know, I was thinking today as I was...
Are you shocked? Like, how do you feel?
I'm not. Like, I mean, you see Leo on the ballot, and how do you not give it to him? I guess the Oscars didn't for many years.
Yes.
But. I'm not shocked by this. I don't think there's another standard on there. Granted, I haven't seen Michael Fassbender, but the fact that I haven't seen him means that there's one less vote that he can get. I'm not surprised by this at all. I think he was the clear favorite all through awards season.
Yeah.
And there you go.
During the Snubbies award season.
That's right. Yeah, which is extensive, as we
which
know.
Is funny, because there was actually no campaigning in this category.
Yeah. I will just throw out there, I am open to bribery. I am corrupt, and, you know... While I don't make the cards, I can maybe substitute some. I can work something out. So for future editions of the Snubbies, if anyone is listening, I can be bartered with.
Nice.
I like fancy watches. I like vacations. You know, whatever you want to do.
I'm easier. Just give me a can of Coke. And yeah. You can sway my vote.
That's right.
All
right.
Next up, Best Actress. I'm gonna trip over this. I know it. Our nominees for Best Actress are Ayo. Oh, Edebiri?
I think we've established Edebiri.
Edebiri.
I think
Ayo
so.
Edebiri. Yes.
I still don't know.
Yeah, I said it earlier, right?
You did, and I said that sounds right.
Yeah. Sorry, I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Fire me for bottoms. Abby Ryder Fortson, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Greta Lee for Past Lives. Margot Robbie for Barbie, and Rachel Seth for bottoms. Those are our nominees. for the Snubbies for Best Actress. And the Snubby goes to Margot Robbie for Barbie.
Well done. Well done, Margot. Two actresses from the same movie in that category, from Bottoms.
Yes.
I was rather surprised when you announced the nominees, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a week and a half ago.
When you announced them in the group chat, I was very surprised at having two from Bottoms in there.
As was I.
They were very much not on my radar.
They very much were not included on my list of nominations, disclosure there.
Margot Robbie, arguably the other name in this game. Where we created the show basically to acknowledge her.
Pretty much.
So probably shouldn't be too surprised that she won.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, if I remember correctly, no, never mind. We're now here. We are at the final award for the Snubbies. Sam, do us the honor.
Okay. For the first inaugural Best Picture Award at the Snubbies, we have the following nominees. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Blackberry. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. Spider-Man. Across the Spider-Verse. And Saltburn.
I've seen four of the five.
I'm actually missing... Yeah, I'm missing Blackberry myself as well.
Okay.
So the only two movies through this entire thing I've been missing were The Killer and Blackberry. I think that's pretty good.
Blackberry, All of Us Strangers... And what else?
Asteroid City. All right. Those are the nominees for Best Picture.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Can you see me trembling?
I can.
Yeah. And the Snubby goes to...
Oh, that was a good one.
To the surprise of no one. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Now, how this was actually snubbed from the Oscars in retrospect... Not that I think this is a really strong year for Best Picture at the Oscars. But I don't know exactly what I would take out, or maybe I do know what I would take out.
You and I both know what we would take out.
Yeah. This is I think easily one of the best pictures of the year, whether nominated or not. This is a fantastic movie.
This was the full disclosure. This was the other blowout.
There was not a shred of doubt in my mind that when I opened that envelope, it was going to say Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And nobody even bribed me for it.
Yeah, that's true. I was here to witness it.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I would actually be the one to bribe because that was who I wanted to win.
Yeah. But no, zero surprises there. Shout out to the others. I have seen, like I said, I've seen four of them. I've seen Spider-Man, Are You There, God, Guardians 3, and Saltburn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was particularly close, with all due respect to the other movies, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it was a pretty good collection of movies there,
mm-hmm.
but just couldn't hold up to the overpowering perfection of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
So that's it. We did the Snubbies.
We did. It took us under half an hour. That was a lot of fun.
That was exhilarating opening those envelopes. I already can't wait for next year. I want to here. Hold on. Before we get off of this,
okay.
I just want to look at these. I just want to show you all the clean breaks. I'm shockingly proud of the envelope work from me, the clean rip right across the center of all these stickers.
I loved it.
I think that's pretty solid.
I actually didn't rip mine.
Yeah, you did the full open.
Yeah, the full open. I kind of peeled the sticker back. But like I said,
a valid technique.
I was fine either way. I want to keep the envelopes in pristine condition in case the winners want to keep them.
Of course, yeah. As a memento.
Yes.
Shout out to the nominees. They couldn't be here tonight. None of them. Not a single one.
No.
They all had, conflicting interests.
They're on their way to L.A. for the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
Oh no! Wait, they got snubbed. Never mind.
Got him. A parting blow for the end of the show. I love that.
So that wraps up our Snubbies. We didn't even discuss how we're going to end the show. So we should just. Wish everyone a happy final award season goodbye. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, when is this one coming out?
I hadn't decided.
Oh, boy. You can tell how well planned out we are, but it's okay.
I could release it the night of the Oscars, I guess.
Yeah, but you don't want to step on their ratings too much.
True.
Yeah. You know, we want to have a good relationship with the Academy.
I have no idea. I didn't even think about it.
Maybe Sunday seems natural. I mean, but then you have to edit it before Sunday.
Well, I'm probably editing this. I can't
anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's get out of here.
All right. I don't even know how to say goodbye. You're not here. For the first annual Snubbies, I'm one of your co-hosts, Manny Manuel.
I'm Sam Reimer.